Some quick questions, and then we can see what we can develop. Was J. Edgar Hoover murdered in May 1972?
No, died of natural causes.
Right. There was a Frontline PBS special on the October Surprise, which is pointing the finger at Bush. This was on April 16th, and there was some coverage in the major newspapers about it. Is this the October Surprise story that the EG said would come out in 1991?
Yes.
Is much more going to come from it?
Yes.
But Bush will ride it out?
Almost, yes. He'll ride this out.
Was George Bush in Paris in October 1980 organizing the delay of the release of the hostages until after Reagan was in?
Not personally in that city, but that he had operatives, yes.
So he organized that?
Yes.
What could he be? Is that treasonous what he did?
Absolutely not. It was the best thing that could be done. It was very clever. You see, it is not being seen from the perspective of those who have thought this out. To say, hold off giving the hostages back until the election is complete.
In exchange for arms.
In exchange for arms. It appears very callous. But in actuality, the Iranians themselves were playing hardball. They were making no decisions other than holding the
hostages.
They were intractable. They were accepting no overtures, none. Now, what was done, and this is to George Bush's credit, his view was give the Iranians the impression that they are in control. And here is how it's done. We will say to them, hold the hostages, which they are doing in any event, until the election is over, so that you can make us look good. The Iranians bit that. Oh, they swallowed that hook, line, and sinker. They said, now, we have that situation created where they owe us. Now, how can we capitalize on that? Now, Bush and certain others did this very well. They said, what do you want? Do you want armaments? And the Iranians said, oh, yes, please. Because armament supplies have been drying up.
Was that said after they were elected?
That was said before.
Yeah.
Now, what was done, and it was brilliant, I understand it. It gave the Iranians the belief that they were, in actuality, manipulating on a worldwide basis. They were not. They were, we assure you, duped into letting go of hostages for arms. A good trade, we would suggest. But what was also created by this was Bush's other shoe, which was, if you do this again, if you do try to take hostages, particularly American hostages, we will, and we have the power to do it, make sure that you have no more arms, except those which you would be able to smuggle in small amounts into the country. You will have no spares. You will have no backup. And we will let it be known that there will be a total, utter embargo created as that one that you were experiencing. And the Iranians, they were suffering, so they believed, from a lack of arms. And here was an opportunity. Consider what they had. They had hostages. That's all they had. But they could trade them for the belief that they were in control and for arms. And Bush, in a brilliant stroke, made sure that they swallowed this hook, line, and sinker. And they did. Now, the way that it get told, it would be someone saying, how careless. But the full story come out. The Iranians were duped. Royally would be the best description.
And this will come up before the 92 election?
Oh, yes, indeed.
And Bush, therefore, will win the debate in image?
Absolutely.
All right.
And what did the Iranians end up with? What did they have, in truth? Modern arms? No.
All right, now we go into the Iran-Contra scandal. The EG said that Reagan initiated that to get the new round of hostages out, right?
Yes. Reagan initiated on the advice of Bush and those surrounding. Reagan put this cleverly then. But realize, Reagan initiate, but Reagan didn't think. It was not his thinking. It was his initiation. He was the one that said, this is to be done.
This is cleverly done.
Mm.
Yeah, that's why on July 13th, 1985, I think it was the day of the Live Aid concert, Reagan went into the hospital. And some research shows that was the weekend while he was in hospital that Bush came and proposed this idea.
Exactly.
And he was actually, Bush was president at that point. He'd taken over while Reagan was in hospital.
Yes.
So while he was in hospital, Bush proposed it. Reagan agreed. And then things, then the Iranians felt they had, they could blackmail Reagan. Remember that?
Indeed so. But the point is, that was what they were led to believe. They were led to believe that they had power. And all that was necessary was to push this. Rather, the problems of the situation than letting it out that the United States had totally and completely duped the Iranians. It was better to hide certain things than let it be known.
Right. Now, the EGs told me that many people were murdered when the Iran-Contra scandal started to surface in 86 and 87. What about the people who lost their lives and got caught in the crunch of this scandal and the previous deals?
There were other ramifications in here. You have to understand that the United States, they're not fools. They're not easily drawn into something. There are brilliant thinkers involved in this. Brilliant.
Yes. As an example, Richard Perle? The people we see on TV, are they some of these brilliant thinkers?
Yes, they are.
Hmm?
Yes.
They're on the CNN show Crossfire often.
Yes.
A lot of those people. So they're known, some of these.
Yes. Well, the point is, what has been disturbing the United States has been for the past 10 years is the continual destabilization of the Mideast. The reason that they put arms into Saddam Hussein's hands was to put a balance against that which existed with Iran.
Yes.
Now, even to the point that distastefully, with great distaste, the United States supplied arms to that which they knew long before was a despot. They knew it. But what they had, because of all of that which was there to be balanced, and to give even that despot, and to give arms. The United States knew it would come down to a showdown sometime. They knew this.
With Hussein.
With Hussein. They believed, at one particular point, that he would attack Saudi Arabia. That's why the United States is so heavily armed Saudi Arabia. Make sure there was a balance of power here.
Yeah, they started that in the early 80s.
Yes. It was not expected until 2 to 3 years ago that Kuwait would be a target. So therefore certain things were done to strengthen Kuwait. But Kuwait let itself down. It did not expect that Hussein would go against his word. Until a few days before the attack, Hussein was saying how he would not ever do this. And they believed him. The United States knew he would. And they knew that should he move, it would be necessary to reinforce Saudi Arabia so that Saudi Arabia could then move into attack formation against Iraq. However, it was one of the other scenarios was brought into play. What has been shown is that the United States is stronger than even its ability to supply arms.
All right, thank you.